Terrell Rothery from Stargate SG-1, and you are listening to the Supernova Podcast Series.
Maybe not, but sometimes I see there are chances to take.
Neon Genesis Evangelion.
You know.
Or Jellion.
When I first met Spike Spencer, he was a hard-drinking, hard-living rascal of a cowpoke. And, you know, then I realized what work he'd done.
Yeah.
And went, what?
Shinji? You're the whiniest character in anime.
I know.
It's interesting. He really was probably one of the biggest name voice actors we've ever had down there
as far as
what he's done. And he's done so much stuff other than just Shinji.
Yep.
One of the things he pointed out, he's done a lot of voices for World of Warcraft recently.
Yes.
And all sorts of other stuff. He's done hundreds of TV shows.
He got into the biz years and years ago and has stuck with it. And he's done so much stuff.
Mm.
And he has got stories. Ooh. Oh, has he got stories.
And what's more, he's got so many stories. You can buy the CD of it.
You can buy the book. I know.
And he's a very, very interesting and funny public speaker.
He's a great public speaker. He's just up there, he's on, it's like, so, what do you want to know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Go on.
And I found it quite refreshing just how completely blunt he was with a lot of things. of things like, you know, so, do you remember such and such and such and such and such and such from that episode? I'm an actor.
Yeah. Let's get one thing straight. I walk in, I do the script, I walk out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is, it's a funny sort of thing hearing him be quite that blunt about it because...
But it's honest and it's refreshing.
Yeah.
It's not that it's not entertaining or that he doesn't care.
No, no.
It's just that, you know, he's done so much work.
And he does love his fans.
Oh, yeah.
That's something that I will give full credit to. He certainly does really appreciate the fans that he's gathered over the years.
They all do. They all work their booth and they're all very happy to see you. And you know, when you turn up, they want to meet you. This is the thing, you know.
Yeah. Spike was one of these guys, like in Melbourne, he helped run the charity auction.
Yeah.
And kind of took over the charity auction.
Yeah, why not?
Ended up selling things that probably weren't his to sell.
Possibly, but that doesn't matter. He's the auctioneer, and the auctioneer could possibly set up and go, this person's firstborn, anyone have I got a bet? Have I got a bet here?
Yeah, yeah. Does anyone want to buy this cup that I just drank out of? Anyone? It's for a good cause.
They did that for both ones, though. They did
Though the Melbourne one had Michael Winslow, I think, joined in as well.
Yeah. And special guest Jill State.
Yes. So somebody, didn't they sell like a kiss from her or something?
Yes, I believe that there was a kiss from Jill which went up for auction.
And did reasonably well, if memory serves.
Yeah, it didn't do too bad, although the funniest anecdote about that whole thing is the next day we met someone who went, what? I had $900! Which... Right, well, okay. But then again, I don't think we should get into the habit of auctioning off
kisses and so forth. We may get a reputation as a different kind of convention or expo.
Come along to Supernova. It's a very sexy party.
I don't think we'll be using that as a advertising slogan.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, look, this is Spike Spencer from Melbourne.
Yep. Freaking genius voice actor.
That is exactly what I've written on my piece of thing there. Just Spike Spencer, freaking genius.
Yes.
Here he is, and we hope you enjoy him.
Hello.
Who here wants to be a freaking genius voice actor?
If your hand's not up, you're in the wrong room.
I want to be a voice actor.
Well, all right then. Stick around.
Thank you. I will. Look, I don't think he really needs much in the way of introduction because I'm pretty sure you all know who he is. But he's done some voices and some cartoons. He was in that one with the big robots, and he was the guy who was the lead. he is Spike Spencer!
I'm taking you on the road with me, man.
That's fine. I'm like the big warm-up guy.
You're the guy. It's awesome. Thank you, sir.
Pleasure.
All right, folks. This panel is called How to Be a Frickin' Genius Voice Actor, Step 1. Those of you that do want to be a voice actor, we're going to go through some of that. Who here does not have a clue who the hell I am? Thank God. All right. Awesome. Excellent. If you are taping this, I'm going to have to ask you to not do that. Thank you. I'm sorry. I always tell people, hey, anything I say can and will be used against me in a court of law. Again. So the guys who are doing it officially for the con, that's fine. So we're good. All right. Now, a couple of things. Anybody have any questions for me? Let's just start off right off the bat. If anybody has any questions, I'll address those, but I will go ahead and start telling you guys all about voice acting and stuff. Yes?
Yeah, if they have questions, I'll run the mic out to them.
You know what? Don't even worry about that. That'll take too much time. I'll get it and I'll repeat it. So, does anybody have a question? Raise up your hand and ask me. Or not. Okay. That's great. All right. Well, let me tell you guys a little bit about voice acting. It's not just about making silly, goofy voices. It goes a lot deeper than that. I do a lot of different voices, yes, but 9 times out of 10, I'm doing pretty much a straight-on voice. It's not a whole lot of... I do all kinds of different accents and dialects and things like that, but almost never do I use them. I finally used a German accent for a video game recently. I can't tell you what it is because they won't let me. But I was talking like this the whole time. It was wonderful. Oh, what a cute little scream he made. You know, so it's like, it's weird, and you don't have to do that. So something about voice work. If you want to be a voice actor, here's what I tell people. You have your voice. It's yours. It's nobody else's. People can sound like you. People can imitate you, but yours is yours. And the reason yours is yours is because you have lived your life. Nobody else has lived your life. Everything that has happened to you in your life goes into your voice. So whenever you, even if you sound exactly like somebody, your inflections and your tone will not be the same. Your delivery will not be the same. So people will tell me, oh, well, I don't have an anime voice or I don't have a radio voice. Who does? I mean, we all have a voice. You know, people, we can't all sound like John Rhys Davies. Awesome. I met him. He's like, hello. That was awesome, man. You can't, like, you don't want to say, like, hey, say that thing you said in the... You know, you don't do that. So don't do that to me either. So, I mustn't run away. Yeah, I get it. So, no, it doesn't matter. If you do want to be a voice actor, you can be a voice actor. I don't know. Melbourne's a pretty big city. I'm sure you have radio. That's how I started, actually. I'm an actor, first and foremost. This is the book that goes with this particular thing. It's How to Be a Frickin' Genius Voice Actor. So I am selling those. But this is what we're going to work from today. We're going to work on a couple of little things. We've got to go really quick because we don't have a long time. So we're going to work on some techniques. But I just want to give you guys an overall feel for how it works. This is how it works for anime. You're in a booth. You don't meet the other actors. Seriously. You're in a booth and there's nobody else. I worked with people for years. Never met them. I worked with Vic Mignogna for like 10 years. I met him last year. I kid you not. So you come in the booth here, and you've got your mic stand, which is usually about here. You've got a seat, or you've got a stand with your script on it that you just got. seriously. Here it is. And go. Never seen it before at all. No, sometimes you don't even know what character you are till you get there. And they go, which one am I? You're the fat one. Okay. So you're watching a video screen here. You've got the microphone here with a popper stopper there. You've got your script over here. You've got the directors over there on the other side of the thing, and they're telling you what to do through your headphones that you're having right here. Now act. So it's difficult because you have to watch. You have to kind of match the mouth flaps. They've already done that with the script for the most part, but you always have to massage it a little bit, and they'll move it back and forth for you and everything, but you have to do a good job, you know? You can't suck. So you got all these things that hamper you. So it's not just, hey, he can do funny voices. He should be doing anime. No, there's a lot of technical stuff that goes into it. It is a lot of fun. We don't make crap money. We don't make any money. Pay us more. Zoom in. Okay. So really, it's really not a lucrative thing. So we all have other things that we do. Okay. You can make some good money in cartoons, some of the bigger stuff. But see, cartoon and anime is different. Cartoon is what they call prelay or original. You go in, you got a microphone, you got your script, that's it. You don't have to match anything. You can be as crazy and wild as you want. That's fun. That's when it really gets fun. That video games are the same way. So they always they do the stuff later on usually to whatever it is you're doing. So you get to go in there and just be crazy. Plus you make more money. It's really weird. You can be screaming your brains out for 5-6 hours doing anime, which is the hardest voice work there is. It really is, truly is. So you can be screaming for hours and make a couple $100. You can go in for 15 minutes, lay down a whole bunch of stuff for some video games, walk out with $400. 15 minutes. I kid you not. So that's cool. But we don't do it all the time. So if and I'm coming from a place where we did the most... voiceover dubbing pretty much in the country was AD Vision in Houston. And even with that, you have to have other jobs and other things. So understand that if you do want to be a voice actor, you have to love it. If you don't love acting, first thing I tell people, if you don't love it, if it's not something you have to do, if it's not in here, ingrained in you, it's like breathing. If it's not like breathing to you, don't do it. I'm an actor. I have to be an actor. I am an actor. I freaking love it. You know, so it's what I am. I've got to do all these other things to survive, but I love to act. So that's kind of where you need to be with your voice work and getting things done. So any questions at this point? Yes. Do you have to be unionized? No. It depends on where you are. Different things for different states, different strokes for different folks, you know. You can do different things. There's the union, there's SAG, there's AFTRA. Here, I don't know what it is in Australia, not a clue. But there are right-to-work states in the U.S. Like, I'm from Texas. Texas is a right-to-work state. You don't have to be unionized. In L.A., you have to be unionized, but you don't have to be unionized. It's just weird stuff. There's FICOR, there's all these different things, and if you want to work, we won't go into that. Okay. So anyway, anybody else? Any other questions? Okay. We're going to do some work real quick. I'm going to bring somebody up. Who wants to do a voice? Okay. Well, that was great. Way back there. Come on up. What's your name? Sarah. Ah? Sarah. Sarah. Give Sarah a big hand.
Come on up here, Sarah.
All right. Now, you're going to read a little something here. We're going to show you guys how to do some stuff. What do we got here? Okay, I want you to read just that little line right there, just down to second nature. You're going to read that down to there.
Just regular voice.
This is fun, remember? I know it's hard work, but you know what happens after a while. You get to the point where all this work pays off and it becomes second nature.
Okay. Now, that's just regular voice, no problem. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to have a big smile on your face. Think fish farts. There you go. Smile. Now say it again. The big smile on your face. You're happy.
This is fun, remember? I know it's hard work, but you know what happens after a while. You get to the point where all this work pays off and it becomes second nature.
Fabulous. Give her a hand.
Appreciate it. Good job.
Here's my point on that. Did you see the difference? I'm sorry. Did you hear the difference? Did you feel it in your bones? That is for radio, which is a big deal. If you're doing voice work, it's not just all anime. It's not all characters. You're going to do voice work. You can do radio spots, and some of them pay really good. And that's something that when you're doing something along that lines, like radio, you want to smile. When you smile, it comes out over the airwaves. Have you ever heard somebody smiling on the radio? You can hear it. You're like, oh, that's warm and fuzzy. I want to buy that. What is it? I don't know. Let's go. I don't know, it just made them so damn happy. It's cooking cream. What? What is cooking cream? I don't know. I just made that up.
I'd buy it.
I'll buy that for a dollar. So that's one of the little things that happen whenever you're working, whenever you're doing voices. You have to realize where you can put it in different places in your mouth. All right, the smile is a big factor because you want to you bring that out. Now, if you're doing character work, you smile, you're main, you're whatever it is. It really doesn't matter. But as far as radio goes, you want to have that smile because you want to sell stuff. All right. Now, we're all going to do something together. Who wants to? Everybody want to do a voice? All right, we're going to do a voice. We're all going to do an Indian accent like this. It's very fun. You're going to enjoy it very much. All right, everyone, take your tongue and stick it out. Now pull it back in. You're going to put it on your two front teeth, put your tongue there, and you're going to pull your tongue back just to that little hump in the ridge on the top of your mouth. Put the tip of your tongue up there and keep it there. All right? Everyone say, thank you. Have a great day. Keep your tongue there. Don't move your tongue because that's where it's supposed to stay, right there on the little hump in your mouth. Say, hello. Have a wonderful evening. Say, my name is Poot Bambi. And I am the greatest pickup artist in the whole world. Do you like to use my pickup lines? Like this one. Say, babe, nice dot. Do you like to play with my magic flute and watch my snake rise? That's a character idea, anyway. Well, there you go. You've all done an Indian accent. Give yourselves a big hand. Thank you. Come again. Okay, who else wants to do a little work up here? You, Zach, come on up. What's your name? Vincent. Give Vincent a big hand.
Grab this mic.
Yeah.
All right. I want you to stand up. You're already doing that. You've done this before.
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. You've never stood before? Okay. I want you to go down to right there. You're going to read from here. Down to
my
regular voice.
So, after hearing your voice on tape a few times and getting used to it, understand that every little nuance that you are hearing, good or bad, we enhance tenfold by the sensitivity of a studio-grade microphone.
All right, excellent. Now, I want you to do this. We're going to do something. This is for the diaphragm breathing. So, whenever you want to hit the back of the room, all right, this is theater training, but it works very well when you're screaming your head off for 6 hours. You don't want to go from your throat. You want to go from here. Because if you start screaming from your throat, it's, oh, crap. Your day's done. Okay? So you want to scream from here. You want to talk louder. So you don't need a microphone. All right? All I'm doing is I'm talking exactly the same way I was before, but I'm not putting it in my throat. I'm tightening up my diaphragm here, and I'm projecting to the back of the room. That's what I want you to do right now.
Move out the mic.
Keep the mic. Just don't try to project it to the back of the room so much, but I do want you to keep this nice and firm so that you have some power behind it. Go ahead.
So, after hearing your voice on tape a few times and getting used to it, understand that every little nuance that you are hearing, good or bad, will be enhanced tenfold by the sensitivity of a studio-grade microphone.
All right, good. Give me a hand. Thank you, sir. Did you guys hear the difference? It was a subtle difference, but it was still a difference because you're dealing with a powerful place when you come in here. You've got your diaphragm is all strong and you keep it tight that way so you can project. That's why rock stars have those abs. It's not just the drugs. Well, for some of them. I don't know. So, any questions? Any questions at all about some voice acting stuff before we go forward? Forward? Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, it's very subtle things. Okay, whenever you're doing voices, you can put them in different places in your mouth. I say forward, back, up, down, and then we start doing. So we're gonna do a voice in a minute. Where you guys are gonna make a voice for me, okay? But for example, if you want to do something different, one of the best is Seth MacFarlane, Family Guy. And you see him, what he's doing when he does Peter. When he's Brian, he's usually Brian. He's pretty much himself. When he does Peter, you can see him. He's like, okay, Lois, his whole face is like this. You know, that's what we're doing. We look like idiots. We really do. But when you can change your voice a lot, it's like, okay, this is my voice, my regular voice. I'm just talking to you in my regular voice. Now I take it down a little notch, and that's all I've done is I've changed a little bit. And it can be a different character, depending on where it is. Or I can totally go crazy with it.
How you doing? Thanks for coming.
We just do a lot of different voices, and we do all the time. Like, I was just doing I did something called Yggdra Union. Ever heard of that? Yeah, me neither. Video game. And I did the character, a full character, throughout the thing. And then they're like, okay, and now you're this other guy. And he's in the same scene. They're fighting. So I'm fighting myself. I've been talking like this the whole time, so now I'm like, all right, now it's time for you to die. Okay. Well, it's funny. I did World of Warcraft. Anybody play that? Okay. I did 6 characters in the Burning Crusades. So, and people are like going, no, you didn't. I'm like, yeah, I was Ottoman the Huntsman, a Blood Elf male. Yes. And you're done. Oscar? Yeah, Tiffany. In what? In what? I don't think so. I think that was done in L.A. I got a great story for me and Tiffany. This is funny. We did, this is another voice thing. We did a PSA, a public service announcement, on safe sex. So I got to set this up for you. We're in the booth. I'm in the booth here, and there's the window here. She's in the booth right ahead in front of me. She's also facing the other way because there's another window there. And then on the other side of that window are the directors. And the whole thing was about 25 seconds of heavy breathing. Both of us. And the final line was, I'm like, oh, that was incredible. She's like, yeah, that was to die for. Wear a condom, Jimmy! It was it. And so basically all you're hearing is like 2 teenagers going at it. And then we say that line and that's it. They never played it. They said it sounded too real. Hell yeah. That was funny as hell. So, I mean, there's a lot of fun stuff you can do with voices. I mean, it's not just you're straight on radio, and it's not just anime and cartoons. You can just there's so many different things. And once you start playing with your voice, I mean, I go to a bar sometimes. I go to an Irish bar, and I start talking like this all the time. Having a great night. Good night for you too, Shalanja. Take care of yourselves, mate. And off I go, and they're like, dude, he's from Ireland, man. All right, Dublin. Temple Bar area. Have you been there? They don't know. Okay, any questions? Anybody have any questions? We're still good? All right, let's make a voice. You guys want to make a voice? All right. High or low?
High.
Low, I heard low first. All right, low. Front or back? Back. Low, back, okay? We're going to go like this. We're going to start with a low voice, and we're going to put it way back in the back of the throat like this. Now we've got a deep voice, low, in the back of the throat. Now let's add gruff or breathy. Breathy. All right, now it's deep, breathy, and in the bottom of my throat. That's right. Did Spike Spencer really go there? Yes, he did. So that's the kind of thing. You can take a voice anywhere you want to go, but that's kind of the way you do it. And then you add accents and things like that. But you can go way up here, up in the top of your, up in the nose, way up here, you know? And then you go up, down in the bottom of the throat, way back in the back, or up in the front. So it's, you can go all over the place and you can do different voices. So you try all these different things and you find out what you can do. And I didn't even know. I just recently, you know that voice that people do? It's kind of like Gollum. It's like this, sort of at the back of the throat, up in the nose, sort of thing like this. That's solid. I couldn't even do that until last year. I had no idea. I was like going, well, you can't do this. I can do this. I'm like, great, I can't. Then one day I just went, oh, that's a lot. Oh, this is cool. Now I can do this voice too. Where are the underpants gnomes? Okay. Step one. Step two. What's step two?
Oh, it's a good one.
Step three is profit. Anyway, I love doing voice. It's fun. What time we got? How we doing? I got 15 minutes. Okay, we can still do some more stuff. Let's do another one. Who's got some energy? You, sir, come on up. What's your name?
David.
David. Give him a big hand. Good eye, David. Okay.
I want you to read this one.
Right here. Just read it. Just be yourself. But keep your pants on. I know.
Welcome to my world, son.
All right. And go, Gary. And go.
I'm ready.
And go, Gary.
Oh, out loud.
Not to yourself. This is voice work, you schmuck.
See how good it feels when you are wide open and belting the words out loud. It's so much more expressive than remaining closed up and drawn in with your shoulders slouched and no energy.
All right, now sit down. And read it again.
See how good it feels when you are wide open and belting in the words out loud. It's so much more expressive than remaining closed up and drawn in with your shoulders slouched and no energy.
All right, give him a big hand. Thank you, sir. That's good. Very good. It's harder to tell with these microphones. These are good microphones, but his energy level went down a little bit. Very minute. I could tell. Some of you guys probably couldn't tell that. But it was very minute. It started up, and then he sunk into it. And then he came back up at the end. I'm working right now. Well, I just finished working with... does anybody know Buso Rankin? Okay. I think you told me that last night. You were like the only one, weren't you? That was me. That was you. Oh, nope. That was me. Okay. Well, I'm playing Papillon. So, crazy. But the microphone is so sensitive, it's ridiculous. It hears my thoughts. I kid you not, it is that far away from me. I can hear my stomach gurgle. Now, normally, the reason I'm going over this is because your body position. Whenever I'm in there doing something, there's a fight scene or something, I'm all over the place. I'm like, my eye! Stop it! That's what I'm doing. But with, like, for example, with Papillon, he's one of the few characters that I sit down on. And I literally, this is how much I move. That's it. Because it's such a low character, and he's just weird, but cool, in a creepy way. But it's one of those things where you really can't move that much. It will, if you're wearing taffeta, don't wear taffeta, believe me, but it'll hear everything. You can hear cotton move, you can hear anything. You'll hear these weird another thing is green apple is very good for cleansing your palate and keeping your words clear. I ate so many freaking green apples in that studio through that thing. Is like, let's get, have a bite of green apple, Spike. And I'm halfway through my bite, and then they start playing the beeps. Beep, beep, beep. So, oh, that's another thing. AD Vision didn't do that, but in LA, we use the three beep method. So your line is wherever it's going to be, you're going to be brought into it. You're just going to hear the three beeps. Beep, 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 boom. And then you go right there. That's just kind of how it works. So you know exactly where to start, and you know, you finish up in there, and they move it around. Let's see, what else can I tell you technically? Well, like I say in my book, go get acting lessons. Be an actor. You're a voice actor. There's a reason. So you want to learn a lot of things. And plus, networking is huge. If you want to be in the business, take some voice acting lessons. Take some acting lessons. Get out there and meet people. Networking is what it's all about. I'm networking here. I'm hanging out with people. I can't believe I'm hanging out with these people. They're great, great people. And we're connecting. I wouldn't get the chance to do that if I wasn't out here doing this stuff. I do it all over the U.S., all over the world, and I meet other people. I do it locally in L.A. a lot. That's where I get a lot of my work. I meet with people and say, hey, you know, if you want to be a voice actor, tell people. Let them know. Say, hi, I'm Zaza. I want to be a voice actor. Who do you know? Everybody knows somebody who knows somebody. All right? And they can get you into the places you need to be. So that hopefully that'll be helpful. So let me take some more questions. I've only got about 5 minutes to 5-10 minutes. And if anybody does want to buy the book here, I'm going to go ahead and probably be over here somewhere. I'll sign some autographs and things if you like. But this book helps you. This does not get into marketing. Okay, I don't go into marketing. I don't go into demo tapes. If anybody wants to see or hear my demo tape, and see it, go to my webpage. Which is worldospike.com. It's real simple, worldospike.com. And has anybody not heard the alternate Ava ending? It's there. It's on my anime demo. You can see the demo. Just click on the demo, and it'll start to play. And you'll see, and you'll hear it. You'll see the how to put a decent demo together. And at the end, you get about a minute and a half of Shinji riffing. Which is kind of cool. I can't believe Matt put that in there. It was awesome. It's like I'm like finished. I just looked at it and I said, "Is that it? This is how we finish the series?" Oh no, 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 no! Roll it. I'm like, okay, here we go. But that's the place. And what I would love to have everybody go to my MySpace and become my friend, so that I can keep in touch with everybody, let you guys know what's going on in the anime world, which it's. MySpace.com/SpikeSpencerFrickinGenius. So come see me there, and I'll be able to tell you guys what's happening and what's going on. Anybody have any questions? Yes. What's been my favorite film so far? Regular film or anime film? A regular film is Big Trouble in Little China. A little bit of something for everyone. I'd say my favorite anime would be Golden Boy. I love that. Doug Smith does a great job. It's funny as hell. Cracked me up. I did some roles in that. Actually, it was a great one. There was a little fight scene in Golden Boy. And we had 8 of us actually in the booth. And we're all... all running around. And then at the end, for some reason, I just went, I want to live in America. And I hear over the thing, it's Amanda Nguyen Lee, who plays Ray in Evangelion. She's a dear friend of mine. She got me into voice acting. And I hear this.
Hold on a second.
She's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, what? She goes, it's in. It's staying. Apparently there's a little guy in the corner going, I want to live in America. Like, that's just funny. I had no idea, you know. That's when the fun, when you get to do the little parts on the side, and they're like, just say something. Are you sure? Have you met me? All right. That's when actually in Golden Boy, one of the funniest ones we did was, there was a guy, he was driving along. Has anybody seen Golden Boy? Okay. There's a political thing, and the guy's got a big megaphone on his car, and he's driving along, and they said, just say something. And I just said, you know, vote for such and such. Because he doesn't urinate through his skin like a shark. Vote for such and such. He'll bake you bread. I have no idea where the hell that comes from. You have no idea how many times I hear, there's something wrong with you. I know. I'm him. So, oh, and I auditioned, you love this, I think I said this last night, you guys heard this, but I auditioned for the part and they said they wanted somebody to sound like Spike Spencer. I don't know if I got it, so I could have come in third at a me contest. I'm shook. Let's see, I think that's pretty much everything. I mean, we can go through some more stuff, but we don't have a lot of time. So I want to say one thing. I want to say thank you to all of you guys, number one, for having me down here. I love Australia. And I've been here before, so I'm back, baby. The restraining order was lifted. And if it wasn't for you guys, really, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have the success that we have, and we wouldn't be able to have all this fun. So I want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for being my fans, and I hope that I do a good job, because I do try my best to do the best that I can for you guys. And I hope you enjoy it for years and years to come. So if anybody has any last question, now's the time, because in about 2 minutes, I'm done. Yes. Yeah. Favorite one. It's Christine Auten. Actually, I went to college with her, and it was so funny. She had one where she was screaming. Or actually, the worst is running. Because when we're running, we're basically hyperventilating. And so she was doing something, and what happened was she was running or something, and the directors weren't even looking at her, and it just suddenly stopped, and they looked up, and there was nobody there, and they heard a... They heard a crash, and she, like, hit the water. She had water and glasses, and it... She fell down and passed out, right against the door so they couldn't open it. I'm like, damn, that's funny. That's funny. Do it again. I want to see that. Roll them. And there's one. Oh, one other thing. Sammy Inoue Hart, that girl can scream. And they didn't know how loud she could scream, and she was actually in the booth with another guy, and you had your headphones on, and she said, well, I'm going to scream. They wanted her to scream. They're like, okay, don't worry about it. We got it covered. And, you know, they switched the dial down, and she just, wow. The guy went straight to the floor. He was bleeding from his ears. I kid you not. He just went... I was in a booth once, and something happened, and it was the loudest pow that I've ever heard, and it echoed through the entire everywhere. It was so loud, and it came through my headphones. And they had something had been turned or tweaked, and I was very fortunate. It was just a reaction. I just went, and I just knocked them up. And they went, that was scary, because you can really mess yourself up with that kind of stuff. Well, I think we're done. We got to get going. If anybody would like to buy the books, this is also tomorrow I'm going to be reading. Was anybody there last night? Okay. That one little story, I'm going to read some more. And my favorite one, I'm going to read my favorite one. I was just talking to Michael Winslow. He was there on this story. I bet there's like four or five different versions of it, but he said no, he was there for this particular one. So I'm going to be reading that tomorrow at my second panel. There's one that I'm going to be doing with Monica and Colleen, and then it'll be one on my own. That one I'm going to be reading from this. So you definitely want to come out and check that out. So thank you again. Have a great con. Enjoy yourselves. Do not be scared to come up and say hi to me. No glomping. None. Thanks, guys. Take care.
That was... Hang on. There we go. That was the extremely sexy... incredibly... not voluptuous. Volumetric? I don't know. I don't know that that was Mike Spencer. Wasn't he cool?
You've been listening to the Supernova podcast series. And guess what? We want your feedback. You can email us on supernova@coolshite.net. That's supanova@coolshite.net. Or you can call into the voicemail line on 02-8011-4365 and leave us a comment. Oh, and the competition question for this month is, who has been your favourite Supernova guest so far and why? The prize pack is a signed Supernova poster from Melbourne and Brisbane featuring those guests and a signed compass print by C.B. Sobolski, as well as an autographed picture from Terrell Rothery. Every month we announce a winner, and it could be you. The Supernova podcasts are produced by Joffrey Street Productions. Oh, please, so today's sweet tunes were provided by Mostly Harmless. Check them out at mostlyharmless.ch. It's been a long time, and I see now it's for real.
be broken.